Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's army appeared to gain the upper hand on Sunday in a bloody power struggle with rival paramilitary forces after blasting its bases with airstrikes, according to witnesses, and at least 61 civilians killed, including three UN workers, Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino.
The fighting erupted on Saturday between army units loyal to General Abd.
Fire and plumes of black smoke could be seen across Khartoum's skyline. Both sides agreed to a three-hour humanitarian pause, a deal suggested by the United Nations. While firing appeared initially to subside, a Reuters witness said heavy bombardments took place shortly afterwards. Gunfire could also be heard in the capital.
Meanwhile, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee says that the military needs to do a better job of securing confidential information.
Pending a new hearing, Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira remains in detention. He faces at least two criminal charges for allegedly leaking classified government documents. What led to the junior guardsman's suspected actions must be thoroughly investigated, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told ABC's this week.
And I am stunned that somebody at that level could have so much access. So the question is, how did he get it and why did he do it? And some people need to be fired over this.
Graham warned critics of the Biden administration against praising the alleged leaker. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.